This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Boeing's unmanned Starliner crew capsule has returned safely to Earth after an aborted flight to the International Space Station. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Floating smoothly and softly under three main parachutes,
the Boeing Starliner descended into the Army's White Sands missile range in New Mexico before dawn Sunday, with six large airbags deployed to ease the impact of touchdown.
Congratulations, Starliner.
The two-day test flight was supposed to have lasted more than a week and docked with the International Space Station, where the capsule was to deliver holiday presents, clothes, and food. But the flight was cut short after Starliner's internal clock failed to sync with the Atlas V launch rocket, causing the capsule to burn too much fuel and leaving it in the wrong orbit. Still, there were successes. After a bullseye landing, the sun rose to reveal the white and black capsule sitting upright on the desert floor, with hardly any scorch marks from reentry, and a parcel of data to analyze. I'm Ben Thomas.
Afghanistan's Election Commission today said President Ashraf Ghani appears headed for a second five-year term in office in preliminary results that were 2 months late in coming. The commission announced that Ghani received almost 51% of the late September vote. Second-place finisher Abdullah Abdullah won about 40% of the 1.9 million votes cast. Abdullah's office says he does not accept the results and charged that the commission failed to deal with election fraud. North Korea's official state news agency says Kim Jong-un met today with his top military officials to discuss boosting the country's defense capability. It adds to the heightened concern that the North may return to a hardline stance with the United States. Kim has set a year-end deadline for the United States to change what he says is a policy of hostility toward Pyongyang. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. President Trump says the United States and China will very shortly sign their so-called Phase One trade agreement. Announced earlier this month, the deal is part of a bid to end the long-running trade war between the world's two largest economies. Under the accord, the United States would reduce some tariffs in exchange for a big increase in Chinese purchases of American farm products. The president also used a Florida speech to attack Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for not yet sending the articles of impeachment against him to the Republican-held U.S. Senate.
So now she says, you know, she has no case. She has no case. So let's not submit it. That's good, right? That's good. But you know what? So unfair. It's so unfair. She has no case. Did they look bad? They got up the same thing, the Constitution. They are violating the Constitution.
A senior United Nations official reports more than a million Palestinians are living in crisis conditions in Israeli-occupied territories. He's pushing a $348 million plan to address Palestinians' critical humanitarian needs. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN's recently launched 2020 Humanitarian Response Plan aims to assist 1.5 million of the 2.4 million Palestinians in the occupied territories. Most are residents of Gaza, who are in particularly dire straits. The Humanitarian Coordinator for Occupied Palestinian Territory, Jamie McGoldrick, says nearly half of Gaza's population is unemployed. That figure includes 7 out of 10 young people under age 30 who have no jobs. Among them, he says, are more than 400,000 university graduates who cannot find work.
That's Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA from Geneva. Britain's main opposition Labour Party leader, Jeremy Corbyn, today apologized for waging an election campaign that handed Prime Minister Boris Johnson a mandate to take the UK out of the European Union next month. But the veteran socialist politician defended his far-left platform and blamed the media for helping relegate his century-old party to its worst performance since before World War II. Corbyn apologized for, in his words, being unable to unite the country. Voters in Croatia are going to the polls today for a presidential election. The incumbent conservative Kolinda Grabar-Kitarović is being challenged by the leftist former Prime Minister Zoran Milanović and right-wing singer Miroslav Skoro. Political analysts are predicting a probable runoff election next month. The balloting comes just days before Croatia begins its first six-month term at the helm of the European Union's rotating presidency. Marissa Melton, VOA News.